anybody can be beat.
You're listening to the Brandon Dowling Show on Gen Nation Radio. Now here is your host, Brandon Dowling. Of Jet Nation Radio, and ladies and gentlemen, wake up your neighbors, get out of bed, jump around, because the New York Jets are 4-1. And not only are the New York Jets 4-1, but it's time to stop talking about, you know, who they've beaten. It's time to stop talking about what could have been. It's time to stop talking about, is this team for real? It's time to stop the hypotheticals for right now. And it's time to take a hard look at this team and say the New York Jets are a good football team. Sitting at 4-1 in a game that, I mean, I'll have the behind-the-scenes guy look up the last time the Jets won a game off of the bye week, something that Rex Ryan never did. The New York Jets came out at home in the trap game of all trap games. I mean, that was a trap game, folks. When you look up the definition of a trap game in the NFL, you saw one yesterday. And I'll tell you right now, the New York Jets overcame a lot of adversity on Sunday. We'll get to all the positive, we'll get to some of the negatives, and we'll definitely look ahead to what is Patriot Week. One of my favorite weeks, because not a lot of people hate the New England Patriots more than I do. It's in my blood. And the New York Jets go up to Foxborough with no respect whatsoever. No respect from anybody this week, especially the fact that they're going into New England 4-1 at 9-point underdogs, which is ridiculous. And to put it to you this way, the last time the New York Jets won a game off the bye was in 2008 when Brett Favre beat the Bengals off of the bye week. 7 years ago. That was a huge demon that everybody has known every year to be, well, the Jets come off the bye flat. And they did. They came out and they looked very flat. The fumbles. The defense looked flat on that drive against the Redskins to open the game. I mean, the Jets came out and was like a tale of two teams in this game. But guess what? What matters is the fact that the New York Jets overcame adversity and got the win on Sunday and did it in very convincing fashion towards the end of that game. They blew them out on Sunday. And it's time to stop talking about the Jets as a potential team, a potential, you know, top 10 team. The New York Jets are a good football team. They're a playoff football team, without question. This is a team that will make a run for the playoffs. And I don't know how you get around by saying that. I mean, now, here's the reality. You're going to find out how good the New York Jets are come Sunday, because you're facing, if you know, arguably the best team in the NFL, and you're facing the defending Super Bowl champs. So this Jets team is very high in themselves. They're 4-1. Chris Ivory looks like the best running back in football. They're ready to rock and roll. You know, a couple things from this game that I was very, very, you know, a lot of parts in this game, okay, and a couple things that worry me about the Jets is the past couple of teams that they've played. I don't care how bad they are. I don't care what their records were. The Redskins came into Sunday, a football team that is in the hunt for the division and desperate for a win, and they've played great defense. I was disappointed with the Jets' defense in the first half of this game. And I'll tell you why. There were a lot of plays that the Redskins didn't make that the Jets gave to them on Sunday. A lot of plays that the Philadelphia Eagles, the Miami Dolphins, that the Jets gave to them that they didn't make. If the Jets want to beat the New England Patriots, they cannot give them any plays like they did to the Redskins or teams they played this year. The Jets have caught a lot of nice breaks on defense from other teams not making the play. Now, does that mean New England's going to make the play every single time? Absolutely not. 90% of the time they will. How many screens or passes did Kirk Cousins throw that was low to wide open guys on Sunday? Those are plays that Tom Brady and the Patriots are going to make. I mean, that was the only real thing that I saw that was alarming to me. I mean, I thought the offense played well. I mean, I think that Ryan Fitzpatrick, again, played like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Made some nice plays. I mean, how is Ryan Fitzpatrick going to benefit when his wide receivers can't hold on to the football? You know, two fumbles from both Decker and Marshall. That's not Fitzpatrick's fault. I mean, I definitely thought Ryan Fitzpatrick had a good game. I think that the runs, by the way, the scrambling Ryan Fitzpatrick is the most odd thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, he had a touchdown run where he's just diving in headfirst, John Elway helicopter style, and I mean, it's unbelievable. But there's no quarterback change. There's no quarterback drama. There's no drama surrounding this team. All this team has right now is a chance to not only be good, they are good, to be great. There's no quarterback controversy. There's no head coach controversy. There's no front office controversy. There are zero controversies surrounding the New York Jets right now. The only controversy surrounding the New York Jets is whether or not they're going to win on Sunday. And that is something that we are not accustomed to seeing the past couple seasons. And it's resulted in W's on the field. I was one who questioned the Todd Bowles hiring. I thought that it was risky. I wasn't a guy who supported Rex Ryan being fired in the first place. But the move to Todd Bowles has paid dividends for the Jets. Because it's done two things. One, the organization has shut up. And two, the players and the organization have responded to shutting up. And they've responded to that with a quiet confidence. You think the New York Jets are confident into going into Sunday's game? You bet they are. They're probably more confident going into Sunday's game than they've been in the past 2 years playing the New England Patriots. Do you know that? Absolutely not. If this team was run by different people and the New York Jets were 4-1, you would think that the New York Jets would be favorites by the time this game rolls around. Based off of what will come out of the... And look, that doesn't mean that I'm, you know, that I'm sided to an, you know, either or, okay? I'm not the type of person that says, well, you know, Rex Ryan shouldn't have did this. I'm a Rex Ryan guy. I'm a Rex Ryan fan, okay? But there's a different style here. And right now, Todd Bowles' style is working. Yes, does he have the number one defense in the NFL? Absolutely. Does he have a top-notch secondary that, you know, I don't think the Jets have even seen, even when they had Revis and Cromartie before, because now you got Screen and Gilchrist and Pryor? Yes, I think this is the best defense the Jets have ever had. But there's a quiet confidence. There's a quiet confidence in the Jets locker room right now, and we don't know it. But the only time we see this quiet confidence is when the Jets play on Sundays. And that, as a fan, is exactly what you want to see. I mean, the key positives from this game for the New York Jets, Chris Ivory is a man possessed. I mean, if John Idzik did anything right with his life in terms of football, trading for Chris Ivory was the best move he ever made, and one of the best moves I think the Jets can ever go down in terms of trades, one of the best moves in Jets history with the way he's running the ball right now. I mean, every time he touches the football, he's running like a man that's possessed. And honestly, until you go up against a team that can stuff the run, every team is going to need to put 8 or 9 in the box to stop Chris Ivory and make Ryan Fitzpatrick beat you. Because there is nobody right now, unless you're going to go up against a stellar defense, you're not stopping Chris Ivory with, you know, a standard defense package. You're not. The New England Patriots and their 22-ranked run defense and their mediocre defense to begin with is not stopping Chris Ivory on Sunday. Chris Ivory can run for practically as many yards as he wants. This Patriot team is not good at stopping the run. I mean, the Jets have, in my opinion, not a good chance to win on Sunday, but a great chance. We got Louie on the line here on Jet Nation Radio, wants to talk about the Jets' chances on Sunday. Louie, you're live on the Brandon Dowling Show. Go ahead.
All right. Hello. Yes, long-time listener, second-time caller. And I'm here, I'm listening to you. And I got to say, I'm a big fan of the show, but I'm disagreeing with you on some points. Maybe I'm a skeptical Jets fan.
Sure.
I've been a Jets fan for so long. Here's what I'm saying here. The Jets, 4-1, looking first place in the face. If they beat the Patriots, they have first place. We can understand that. But are the Patriots on offense? I hear what you're saying on defense, but this is not 1920. You don't need to run the ball to win in the NFL. The Patriots are proof of that. Can the Jets beat the Patriots? I agree with you. I hope they can. But in New England, where they got the cameras set up, we know it. We don't need to talk about it because I'm sure Roger Goodell would be interested to get my information if I said too much. But in that stadium, I don't know if the Jets have a chance. At home, sure. But with the in-field advantage, we'll just call it that, the Patriots seem a little unbeatable. Do you disagree?
Well, I have firsthand, and you have firsthand being a Jet fan, I've seen the New York Jets probably, I could count it on one hand, but in the last, 5 to 7 years, I've seen the New York Jets walk in to Foxborough, Massachusetts, and walk out with victories in a lot less games bigger than this. And I think that, there's a couple things going into this game that I think the Jets have a good chance, okay? I think the Patriots are, the Patriots are undefeated right now, okay? And a lot of people say, well, why do you think that gives the Jets a good chance to win? Because guess what? When teams are undefeated, things happen and teams are due for a loss, okay? It's just the way it goes in the NFL. The Colts had the Patriots reeling a couple times in that Sunday night game, and if they don't go for the onside kick and the fake punt, and which was the stupidest play in NFL history, in my opinion, okay, if they don't go for boneheaded plays like that and take dumb chances, the Colts probably beat the Patriots on Sunday Night Football. I think New England has a mediocre defense. I think that they haven't really played a lot of good teams so far this year. I think they've beat up on teams that they should have beaten up. And I think when New England goes up against a team like the Jets, who are hungry and they have something to prove, the New England Patriots have nothing to prove on Sunday. If they go out there and lose to the New York Jets by 10 points, nobody's going to take them out of consideration for being the favorite to win the AFC, okay? But if the New York Jets go out there and win this football game on Sunday, then people are going to start talking. Think about this, Louis, okay? The Jets are 9-point underdogs on Sunday. That is,
ridiculous.
In my opinion, a slap in the face to the New York Jets. They're 4-1. They have the best defense in football, and they're running the ball with a running back that's like a man possessed right now. For a 1 o'clock game on Sunday against a 5-0 Patriot team and a 4-1 Jet team, for it to be almost a double-digit point spread is insane. So I think I get what you're saying. I think that the Patriots obviously are favored to win this game, and they should win this game, but a regular old Sunday at 1 o'clock, this isn't Sunday at 8:30, this isn't Monday Night Football, this isn't Thursday Night Football, this isn't prime time, it's 1 o'clock, Sunday afternoon, Jets-Patriots, and I think that it really gives the Jets an advantage because Patriots are due for a loss, I really do.
My friend, I like your optimism. The Jets last year were horrible, horrendous, terrible, awful, any word you could describe, any synonym of what I just said, but they lost to the Patriots twice by like 3 points combined.
Exactly.
Both on missed field goals. Anything can happen in this division. If the Jets were in any other division, they'd be in the playoffs every year. They'd be getting home playoffs every year. The reason why I'm skeptical, and I'll say this again, Because until they beat the Patriots, which, of course, we haven't had a chance to do yet. Let's not talk about it. The Jets are nine-point underdogs, and I like that they made them nine-point underdogs. Because until they play a team that has some kind of merit here, and let's look back at the Jets' foes here, only lost to the Eagles, who are no threat right now. They beat the Colts, who are not good. They beat the Browns. They almost lost to the Browns.
I think the Browns were driving early. I think if you came into this year, though, and you saw that Colts game on Monday Night Football, did you think the Jets were going to win that game?
I mean, the Colts this year are not the Colts of last year, though. Right now, the Colts are looked at as a joke.
After week one, and you went into week two, okay, did you think the Jets were going to win on Monday Night Football?
This might just be me being a biased Jets fan. I had us losing the Raider game and winning the Colts game, but yes, I hear what you're saying. The Colts last year were in the AFC Championship, and the
Redskins,
Jets were 4-12. I hear what you're saying.
The Washington Redskins are surprising a lot of people this year. Their defense is up there in rankings, and they took the Atlanta Falcons to the brink in Atlanta last week. Did you think that were you confident going into Sunday?
I was, but I mean, you never know. I was there, and I, you know what I mean. You never know.
I think that you're. I understand what you're saying, and I get it. But I also look at a team that was 4-12 last year, okay, and they're 4-1 right now. I think that
this football team
is hungry. I think you know, and I'm not. Let me tell you something. I am not Mr. The Jets are. I'm not the most optimistic. I'm an optimistic Jets fan, but I'm not the most optimistic Jets fan you'll find around. Trust me on that one.
But without Rex Ryan, we need guys like you, my friend.
Right. And my opinion is, I think that the reason why the Jets play the Patriots and the reason why the Jets have beaten the Patriots in the history of the NFL more than anybody else. That's a stat to remember. The New York Jets have the New England Patriots more than any team in the history of the National Football League. And the reason why they've had the most success against them lately is because it's matchups. The Patriots are a high-powered offensive team. The Jets are a defensive team. A high-powered offense against a great defense, it usually evens itself out. So when it evens itself out, how many times did we see close games, okay, where the Patriots were 3-and-out, 3-and-out, 3-and-out? We said, okay, the offense needs to make a play against a bad Patriots defense. The offense. How many times last year when Geno Smith in the game that they lost on the missed field goal, did they get 3-and-out from the Patriots? And we said, okay, now it's time to make a play. Now it's time to make a play. It's going to come down to who's going to make a play. Is it going to be the Jets' offense, or is it going to be the Patriots' defense? Because guess what? The Jets' defense is going to be great on Sunday. The Patriots' offense are going to be great on Sunday. It's going to be
the Patriots have the offensive line, you know, they're in question right now. What's his name? Nate Solder. Is that the guy who's injured? So anyway, the Jets now, at full strength, Sheldon Richardson, as far as I know, he's not going to be suspended again until next year, so he's running full force. We still have all these other guys, you know. We got Wilkerson and Williams and such. So I agree with you. No worries about the Jets' defensive line and defense in general. Can Fitzpatrick get things going against Friday? We'll see if that's possible.
That's where my point is exactly, because if you say to yourself, okay, the great players are going to be great on Sunday, then it comes down to the X factors, and that's going to be the Patriots' weak secondary, the Patriots' 22nd-ranked run defense against Chris Ivory, who's been an animal. Because when there's 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter and it's 24-20 New England or 17-14 New England, whatever case you want to make it, okay, who's going to be the one to make the play? Is it going to be an interception from the Patriots defense, or is Fitzpatrick going to find Decker for a touchdown? Because that's the difference maker. Can the Jets be the X factor on offense? Because guess what? Are you going to stop Tom Brady? No. Are you going to blow out the Jets defense? Probably not. So those two are going to even themselves out. And then it's going to come down to who's going to do what. Who's going to make a mistake? Who's going to let up a big play? Who's going to have a special teams play? That's who wins these games. The Jets and Patriots games have been very close in the last couple matchups. And it comes down to who's going to make a play. And I think as weird as this may sound, I think the fact that the game is Sunday at 1 o'clock, right smack dab early in the afternoon, it gives the Jets the advantage. It does. I honestly think it does.
Not only do they need just one big play, it's going to come down to coaching. Because when you have games like this, the divisional games that are important, Todd Bowles, I'm a big fan of this guy. And this is coming from a fan who had a man crush on Rex Ryan, not afraid to say. I would even go as far as to say I had a foot fetish to Rex Ryan. That's how much I liked it. I didn't even like feet. Once I found out Rex liked feet, I was all into that. So then we have Todd Bowles. Big fan of Todd Bowles. Reminds me a lot of Bill Parcells. Reminds me of Belichick in a way, where he's not getting excited, 4-1. They're still treating every game as if they're 0-0. That's what I like. Rex Ryan would not have been doing that at 4-1. He would have been getting pumped up for the Super Bowl right now. So take it slow and steady, win the race. I think Todd Bowles can coach this one. I'm heading out, man. Thanks for having me. I'll call in next week, maybe the week after that. Have a good night, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Louie. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more Patriots-Jets, close up some thoughts on the Washington game, and we'll pick the games, as always, back after this. You're listening to Jet Nation Radio.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. Pack in the wind, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, punk you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands.
Are you a business trying to get the word out about your goods? Or an organization seeking to make the world a better place? Or a band promoting a new tour or debut EP? How do you keep up with the ever-evolving world of social media? Craft your message and make sure it gets to the right people. The answer is the Strategic Peacock. The Strategic Peacock takes pride in helping organizations create and implement online strategies that appropriately target the right audience with the right information using the right media.
Media.
From mobile to multimedia, the Strategic Peacock will enhance your online presence. Visit strategicpeacock.com to develop the right web strategies for success.
Hi, I'm Allie, and I'm here to talk about a serious problem. Your children are listening to bad music. They go home, turn on the radio, and get down with their bad selves. You think it's harmless. You think it's just them being a teenager. You're wrong. Nothing is as harmful or addictive as bad music. Soon your kids will start thinking bad music is good, and the world will be filled with only bad music. So talk to your children about the dangers of bad music and tell them about the cure, Indie Outbreak. Indie Outbreak features a huge selection of great indie artists fighting against the bad music plague. Good music to save their minds. Join with us at IndieOutbreak.com, and together we can help stop the spread of bad music.
New music.
Are you an independent artist? Do you struggle with getting music out there without burning a hole in your pocket? The Indie Outbreak is the perfect radio show for you. Broadcasted around the world, heard by thousands of incredible fans, always on demand. You can be too. Interested in being part of the outbreak? Go to IndieOutbreak.com and click the Submit tab for details. Be part of the epidemic sweeping over the world. Indie Outbreak. IndieOutbreak.com.
Amazing.
Anybody can be beat!
You're listening to the Brandon Dowling Show on Jet Nation Radio. Now here is your host, Brandon Dowling.
And the home of the Jets!
And we are back off the break. You know, Louis made some good points, and I understand where he's coming from with the home field and everything, but, you know, the New York Jets have, you know, had a lot of success against the Patriots, more than any other team has had, okay? If you look up the numbers, the Jets have beaten the Patriots more than anybody else had. And part of that is because how close they play them, how tight they play them, and how they're always in close games with the New England Patriots. And like I said before, this game is going to come down to X factors. It's going to come down to who's going to make the play when. You know, Is the Jets offense going to be better than the Patriots defense on Sunday? Because you're not going to stop Tom Brady in this offense. You sure as hell can slow him down. Slowing them down, that creates a lot of opportunity for the New York Jets offense to make a play on Sunday. I mean, it does. I think that overall, I think that it's a matter of, you know, Fitzpatrick continuing to be careful with the football. I think that he made a lot of nice plays on Sunday. He wasn't as careless with the football like he was in the Dolphin game. I think he's got to be on his game on Sunday. I think everything has to go the Jets' way on Sunday for them to get a W. And that doesn't mean breaks. That just means playing a good football game. We're going to bring our producer in on this to weigh in on this, Nick Lucarelli, behind the scenes. Nick, what's going on, my man? How are you? So, you just heard Louis call in talk about the Patriots game. What do you think about this upcoming matchup on Sunday?
Oh, we're going to get right into it. We're not going to save it for the picks?
Nah, man. All right, you know what? Here's what we'll do. Let's save it for the picks. Let's save it for the picks because we do got another caller on the line. So let's save it for the picks as we'll go. And, you know, I think Nick is right. I think he just wants to keep kind of, you know, he wants to keep taking that approach of waiting to hear what I have to say in regards to the picks. But we got a caller on the line here on Jet Nation Radio. You're live. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? I got a problem with that tweet I just released. I got a big problem with that tweet. What do you mean, you think we have a realistic chance? We the number one defense in the league. Yeah, we got a realistic chance, man. You think we afraid out here, man?
Hold on 1 second. Now, Nick actually dropped the line because, so he didn't get a chance to put your name. So why don't you just go ahead real quick. I want to know just your first name.
It's Randy from Queens.
All right, Randy. I knew it was Randy from Queens. I knew that voice. You pumped me up a little bit when you came on the air, Randy. So now you got a problem with the tweet, right? So let's bring in the guy who put the tweet out there so you can address the problem. Nick, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
What is up?
Randy from Queens has a problem with your tweet. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, Nick, if that's your name. Listen, man, I don't appreciate that tweet, man. Where did you come from with that? Do you think we have a realistic chance? Are you questioning this team right now, man? Are you really questioning this team, or are you just doing this for the company itself? What is this, man?
Well, first of all, Randy, I question your loyalty to Gen Nation Radio. This is the first time you've called in like 2 weeks, and then you're getting on me. And you got to realize, if you listen to the rest of the show, I got to save my opinions on this game for the end because that's what people stay for. They stay to get the picks, the locks for me, so they can go over to Vegas and they can make some money. But, as you know, the tweets are always relevant to the caller. And Louis didn't even think we had one. That's why I put that like that.
Louis,
but if you want to know my opinion, you got to wait till they 4-5.
And you know what? I'm going to sit here and I'm going to listen while I watch the Mets beat on these clowns in Chicago. That's what I'm going to do.
That's right.
The game is a beatdown already if you're listening to us live.
What is it, 4-0 right now?
Yes, it is. So, Randy, why don't you give me your prediction for this Sunday?
Whoa. You must have really forgot who I am. I'm not that guy.
I don't
sit here and give predictions, man. I'm the one that just sits here in Indian style, knees bent, and watch the game on Sundays. I don't do this. I don't like the prediction stuff.
One question.
Yeah.
Confidence on a scale of 1 to 10.
Right now.
Going into the game on
Wednesday. This is Wednesday. Right now, I'm on a 7 right now. I'll be honest. 7.
Up or down by Sunday?
By Sunday, it should go up. I get the bubble guts like around 12:30, so it depends. It's all about how the sky. It's crazy how the earth moves and everything. It's real deep with me, man. You know,
Randy. Do you go to Jet games? Do you make it home games from Queens?
I went 3 times. We lost all 3 of them, so I stopped going. That's
Randy,
honestly. I was there for the butt fumble.
Randy, next time you come to a Jet game, you find Tailgate Joe's Tailgate, and you come hang out with the guys from Jet Nation Radio on me, all right?
I was told not to go. I'm part of a couple groups on Facebook. They said if I think I'm bad luck, I shouldn't go anymore.
No,
so.
You come on, man. You want to hear a funny story, the fact that you just said that, okay? I went with a guy from work on Sunday to this past game, all right? He hasn't been to a Jet game in 25 years because he went to four. Now, he's a diehard Jet fan, okay? He went to four games in a row, and they lost all four games. So his friends called him a jinx. He went as far as to go to the games and tailgate and watch the games in a parking lot and not go in the stadium because he thought he was a jinx. I took him there on Sunday, and look what happened. He went inside, too.
He happy? How happy was he?
He was ecstatic because he broke his streak. First game in 25 years. He remembered the last game he went to that they lost. He went into the stadium. We got an upgrade. One of his friends got us into the coaches club. Unbelievable experience, man. So you come to the game. You come hang out with us. We'll get seats together, and we'll say J-E-T-S all together, my man. You're no jinx.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
All right, Randy. You have a good night.
Nick, I'm sorry, man. No beef, man. No beef. Love you, man.
I put him back on hold, so I'll throw you back on there. And that was Randy from Queens. And, you know, listen, I'm one to say I think the Jets have more than a realistic shot on Sunday. I mean, I think the New York Jets going into this football game, you know, the fact that they're 9-point underdogs, I can't get over that. I really can't get over that. I think that this team is well above being a 9-point underdog. Now, we're going to bring Nick back on the line. Nick, you know, you really got it. You know, you really took it to Randy there. You know, I've never seen that side of you.
Well, you know, when my Jet loyalty is coming to question, you know, I spring into action.
Interesting. I mean, that was definitely a different side. Well, let's jump into it a little bit now, okay? We can get into a little bit because it is Patriots Week, so we can do our predictions a little bit early and dive into a little more than what we usually do because this is not a regular season game to Jet fans, okay? So, what did you like first off about the Washington game, and what were you concerned about that you know that you might be concerned about in this week's game?
You know, it's pretty obvious. The concerns are pretty obvious. You know, the slow start, the wide receivers, particularly Eric Decker, because at least Brandon Marshall, like he tends to do whenever he has bad plays, usually cancels them out even in that same game, making great ones. I thought this was Decker's worst game as a Jet. I was very displeased with the drop balls. Even though he scored a touchdown, I mean, he didn't look great out there. You got to wonder if something's nagging him because he did not look like a number two receiver. So I got to give him the benefit of the doubt and imagine something was wrong. You know, the defense, it held pretty bad. You really can't say too much about the defense. I'm talking specifically in the first half, too. But as far as that, those are really the only concerns. The greatest thing for me from the game was this is a game that the Jets of the last 5 years lose. They come out slow. They let the Redskins hang around. They don't make the plays and win, and they lose. As opposed to what they did in the Cleveland game, the second half, they come out with halftime adjustments, and they dominate. And, you know, you can say, oh, it's the Redskins. And I would say that, too, if the Jets only won by four. But they didn't. The good teams beat the bad teams handily. And I'm not saying the Jets are a good team, I'm not saying they're a bad team, but the fact is they beat them handily. So you tell me.
Well, I think the Jets have really had a couple of interesting – you know, I can't really get a gauge on this team because if you look at the way that they've gone so far, you know, slow start against the Redskins, pretty fast start against the Colts, slow start against the Browns, pretty fast start against the Dolphins, very fast start against the Dolphins, obviously, and then a slow start against Philadelphia. So it's almost like – I wouldn't call them a slow-starting football team because I've seen them jump out and get all over teams this year. And I've seen them also, you know, kind of go into cruise control until they really had to pick it up. I think that the Jets have done a good job when faced adversity this season, even in the Philadelphia game. Because the Philadelphia game, you know, you lose that game, but you battle all the way back to get to where they were in the Philly game. And I think any time that the game has been in jeopardy that the Jets could lose this year, outside of not finishing in the Philly game, they have channeled it to where they've made the play to separate themselves, okay? The Redskin game, they were down at the half, they come out of the half, they scored a touchdown, they take the lead back, and you got a sense when the Jets took the lead against the Redskins that they were never giving it back. I don't know if you did, Nick, but I felt they took the lead, and that was ball game right there, and then they took over from there. The Colts game, they were up so, in that game, 10-0, 10-0, 10-0, then boom, it's 10-7. As soon as it becomes 10-7, the Jets felt the game was in jeopardy. Bang. Touchdown, Brandon Marshall, 17-7. That's ball game. You know, the Miami Dolphins came back a little bit. You make the interception play, ball game. You know, the Browns, you're going to pull away from them. You felt the game was in jeopardy after the Manziel touchdown down the field. The Jets stepped it up a notch. So I think this team really has shown when faced, they faced adversity in every single game this year. Okay, they faced adversity in the Browns game. They were down. They faced adversity in the Colts game when the Colts finally scored that touchdown. And you and I agreed here. Then we sat here and said, well, that's as a Jet fan, when the Colts came back and it was 10-7, we thought this ball game is over. We let them hang around too much. You know, the Dolphin game, Dolphins started to come back. The Jets put it to bed. So I think that the New York Jets have done a good job this year in making sure if any point in time they felt the game was getting out of hand, they took control of it back. And that's what impressed me the most. Because guess what? The Washington Redskins are in the thick of an NFC East division hunt right now. They've played some good football of late, especially on defense. And for Chris Ivory to run like that and Fitzpatrick to make those plays, you're not doing it against a mediocre defense. I mean, I'll tell you this. The Washington Redskins defense is light years ahead of the New England Patriots defense. Okay? So if you're doing it against a defense like Washington in a game that Washington probably is playing for their life for because they don't want to lose any more ground in their division, Jets win on Sunday. Because like you said, not only is that a game that the Jets usually lose, but they're beating teams that they're supposed to beat, and now we're going to find out how good they really are come this Sunday.
Yeah, I really couldn't agree more. And, it's one of the more positive things that I don't think a lot of people are talking about, that, I'm almost happy that they're getting this out of the way against these poor teams, because, again, if they weren't capitalizing in the second half, we wouldn't be happy about that. That would mean that we're not playing well against bad teams. But the thing is that we're showing that this is what the great teams show all year. Hey, they had a bad game against, let's say, the Jaguars, but guess what? They came back and they dominated. So that's, I think it's a template to me for them being a good team down the road.
And they really have done a good job of, of being a team that is, especially with the way they've run the football. I mean, Chris Ivory is on a different level right now. He's on a different level right now. We haven't seen a running back like this since, obviously, we watched Curtis Martin play here for 10 years. So, I mean, Chris Ivory is taking control of football games. He's giving the Jets the advantage. And I honestly think that the overall right now, my confidence level with the Jets is very high because, take a look at what the Jets have coming up. You've got Patriots, Raiders, Jaguars, Bills. I'm sorry, but this game on Sunday, to me, is house money for the Jets. If they win this game, you could be looking at a 6-7-1 start. If they lose this game, I'm looking at a, 6-2, 7-3 type start. So I'm really excited to see what's to come for the New York Jets. And this is a big test on Sunday, but this is a house money football game, in my opinion. Because if the Jets lose, it doesn't crush their season. But if they win, watch out for what's to come for the New York Jets. Hank is on the line to talk about Ryan Fitzpatrick. Hank, you're live on the Brandon Dowling Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Hank.
I don't know. You still don't seem very high on Fitzy.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely a lot higher on Fitzpatrick than I was 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think that Fitzpatrick has done enough for the Jets to win, obviously. I think that there is no, there's zero quarterback controversy whatsoever right now surrounding the Jets. I think that is obviously due to his play. I mean, here's my opinion on Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, you can't really play bad at quarterback when your running back is average, is getting 140 to 150 yards when he's going out there, you know, every game practically the last couple weeks. So, I mean, the running game has been there. Fitzpatrick has made, you know, good plays. I think the plays that he's made with his feet are absolutely incredible. I mean, those are – any person who's watching football who doesn't think that that's amazing is – I don't know what they're watching. I mean, I'm definitely high on Fitzpatrick. I think that he – you know, I would like to see the Jets attack people a little bit more. I think they're – you know, they're definitely lacking from their down-the-field threats like Marshall and Devin Smith and even Eric Decker. I think they're – you know, the intermediate routes are, you know, the way that they're going with Fitzpatrick, but it's working. I mean, everything the Jets are doing right now is working. They're 4-1. They're a good football team, and I have a lot of confidence in them right now.
Yeah, I think the problem is that people still think – they think of him as Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, when you hear the name Ryan Fitzpatrick, you think of a guy who's been on, you know, 6-7 teams, whatever it's been on. But, I mean, any other quarterback, I thought the game on Sunday that he made some outstanding throws. And not even the throws, it's his decision-making. I just think he's just making such good decisions. And you know, that game, you know, normally, you know, last week or 2 weeks ago, we kind of said this could be a trap game, and the first half almost looked like a trap game, but they weathered the storm, where other times in previous years, if Gino was in there, I think they would have collapsed. But Revis made that great play, and boom, things just turned around.
Yep, and I think that this team has a very quiet confidence to them. I think that it's not something that we're used to. They're a quiet, confident bunch. We don't know how confident they are going into this week's game. That's exactly how they want it. And I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is definitely the man right now. I mean, I could really see it, you know. I was fortunate enough, actually, I got a spot in the coaches club on Sunday for the football game, and it's actually one of the most amazing things I've ever experienced in my life, really. I'm standing, you know, about probably 10 feet away from the sideline, and you're watching the guys on the sideline. You know, you can hear almost conversations being had amongst the players, and I was standing there when Fitzpatrick had that touchdown run. You know, he ran into the end zone.
And right, he had that fire in his eyes.
Right, and I watched everybody come back. But you see, Geno Smith has really relished the role of being a backup quarterback and almost a cheerleader on the sideline. And I think that that just goes to show how he knows that this team has responded to Ryan Fitzpatrick as their quarterback. And that's something that we're not going to see on the field. And, I take that back. We're seeing it on the field, but it's something that we're not seeing in the locker room. That, you know, Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker and Devin Smith and all these wide receivers, they have a confidence in Ryan Fitzpatrick that I don't think any wide receiver has had in Geno Smith in his time and his year with the New York Jets, because they know that this guy can make the plays and get them the ball. And I think that that is definitely, you know, an upside in Ryan Fitzpatrick. But let's bring Nick back on. And, Nick, we got to dive into it now. As we take a look at our Jet Nation Radio picks of the week. And I would say I turned it around last week. Nick, what do you think?
I mean, yeah, you're still like 5 games back. But, yeah, you had a decent week.
I mean, we're definitely getting a lot closer to this in the standings. I think I'm approaching 500. Let's take a look here now as we get ready for our Jet Nation Radio picks of the week. First game, Seattle, San Francisco, Thursday night football. Who do you like and why?
This one's got a little bit of a strange feeling to it because of where the game is, but you got to figure Seattle with one of the best quarterbacks in the league. With a pretty good defense, you got to figure they're going to bounce back and at least win the game. I see it being close, but you got to pick Seattle, I think.
In this game, I don't see how Seattle loses. You know, after that bad loss to the Panthers at home, I mean, this team is so desperate for a win. I think San Francisco has shown improvements. They're getting better. But I think Seattle's a desperate team. They're in the hunt. They need this win to stay really in it, you know, in terms of the playoffs. I mean, I know it's early, but you don't want to fall behind teams that are getting 6-7 wins at this point in the year. So, I mean, you know, in terms of the desperation mode for the Seahawks, I think that's going to kick in against the San Francisco 49ers, and they're going to get the W. Indy, New Orleans getting a big win. Indianapolis falling short. A lot of turmoil going on in Indy. Does New Orleans turn the corner and win a big game like this in Indianapolis?
No, they don't. And I think I could see this game being a nice, fun watch. And a 35-30 game because I don't think either defense is very good. But I think you got to pick. Called off that tough loss. Back to that home game. You got to figure that they're still ready. They've had another week at home with their families, studying their playbook. They know that they could have beaten the Patriots if it's not for all the coaching decisions that we're not even going to get into. We're so rude to myself. Anyway, I think that they're going to bounce back this week. I don't think the Saints are a very good team, let alone a very good road team. So I think you got to pick the Colts.
I think the Colts are going to win as well. I mean, they're again, a desperate team. They need to get the victory. The Saints as well, I mean, the fact that this game is in a dome is going to do well for the New Orleans Saints more than it will for the Colts. I mean, this is going to be a battle. I think Drew Brees is going to have everybody ready to play. But I think the Colts are sick and tired of losing games at home in front of their fans. So they need to get a victory in the worst way. The Saints coming off of a Thursday night win. They've had a long time to prepare for this game. I think that the Colts coming off of the Sunday night loss to the Patriots are going to be ready to go. And if the Colts lose this game, you could hear Chuck Pagano's name being on the hot seat already, which is amazing to think that when he took his team to the AFC Championship game last year, and we're already talking about the guy being on the hot seat for a slow start this year. Philadelphia, Carolina, the Panthers are undefeated. Who do you like in this one and why?
It's funny, you know, before the Monday night game, I was all over the Eagles. I thought the Eagles were going to win this game easily because I was looking forward. I figured this was one of the games you picked as a primetime game. But because they won, and because they won so sloppily, and yet they won by 20 points, I'm going to say that despite the fact that Carolina is, I think, very overrated, they're still going to get the win because the Eagles are going to be smelling themselves off that big win that really shouldn't have been so impressive because of how poorly the Giants played to take away those first two drives. So then Carolina wins it. But I don't think either team is very good.
I'm going to take the Eagles in this game. I think the Eagles have finally found a little bit of, you know, again, quiet confidence. They had a big game, big win against the Giants, even though the Giants really did it to themselves. I think Philadelphia is due for another big win, and I think Carolina is absolutely due for a loss. I don't think Carolina is a 7-0 football team. I think Philadelphia needs to start putting some wins together. They realize that. You've heard the them talk about stringing wins together now. They've done too much losing early in the season to keep losing, you know, win one, lose one, win one, lose one. They need to string some wins together, get after it. I think they surprised a lot of people on Sunday night in Carolina. Next game, the Giants hosting a beat-up Cowboys team. This is an interesting one. Who do you like and why?
It's a tough one because the Giants did not look good on Monday. But, you know, they're coming home. You got to figure they're going to be upset at how the showing that they had on prime time. The Cowboys got a lot of those. I 2 weeks to prepare for them now with Matt Castle, another man. Besides that guy, still feeling tight. Anyway, the point is, I really think that the Giants, they have to win. And I think in this league, you have to go the majority of the time to think that has to win. Although the Cowboys are in a similar situation, I think psychologically they know they're just running out the clock till Tony or even Dez can come back. I don't think that they're mentally tough enough or talented enough to beat the Giants who are in desperation mode off that tough divisional loss coming back home. I think the Giants are going to win pretty handily.
See, I actually do have a lot of confidence that the Giants will win this game on Sunday. But I also look at this as a game that any game that the New York Giants go into that they're supposed to win and they're very heavy favorite to win, they usually lose that football game. The Giants are a team that wins games that they're not supposed to win, okay? They go into Buffalo and beat the Bills, okay? They do things like that that everyone says, wow, you know, where did the Giants come from? I think that the Dallas Cowboys have had 2 weeks to prepare for the New York Giants. I think that the Cowboys have had a lot of success against the New York Giants. I think that the Giants are going to be kicking themselves that they didn't beat the Cowboys on opening night when they should have. And I think that Matt Castle is going to come out and surprise people, not because he's good and not because he's any type of quarterback that will stay on a football team, but because it's just a one-shot wonder, one game, see how you do type of contest. And I think that the way the Eagles ran the ball and the way that the Eagles offense moved the football, you know, against the Giants defense, I think that Dallas going to come out with a game plan for success, and they're going to surprise people, and I'm going to pick the Cowboys on Sunday. Now, you know we got to do it. more time. Nick, Jets travel to Foxborough. Who wins and why?
Okay. All right. I just want to be very clear about something. this is no, there's no agenda. This is objectivity because you are creeping up on me with my picks. So I'm just going to be objective so I can run away with this thing. I'm not trying to do any mojo. I'm just picking what I see and what I think. The last time Tom Brady lost at home was in 2012. Mark Sanchez is still our quarterback. Bart Scott is still our linebacker. The guy doesn't lose at home. It pains me to say this, but I don't think the Jets have a shot. And that is not to say the Jets are not going to be close. I think it's going to be a field goal game. But I think that when it comes down to it, nobody is going to be able to make the play in the Jets, and the Patriots aren't going to be ready to make because of their home field advantage. People underrate it because it's not CenturyLink or Kansas City. That is a tremendous home field advantage. Again, they have not lost it. Tom Brady's not lost a home game since 2012. That's a staggering statistic to me. And unfortunately, I don't think that it changes this week, but hopefully there's a template that we can bring back back into the last week of the season and we can hopefully beat them at MetLife, but I really don't see it happening this week.
This is a football game that I look at in a bunch of different ways. And I think your pick, Nick, is not a really objective one. It's the reality pick. Okay? It's the reality pick. It's most people's pick. And I think that everybody kind of has that perception going into this game on Sunday. I don't. I don't have that perception because I think that there's a couple of leading factors going into this game. I don't think the New England Patriots are a top team. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't think the New England Patriots are a 15-1, 14-2 football team. I don't. I think the Patriots are a 12-4, 11-5 football team. I just don't think that they've played any competition that's good enough to beat them yet. I think the best team they played was the Pittsburgh Steelers on opening night, and Pittsburgh had plenty of chances to win that football game. I don't doubt the greatness of the New England Patriots. I don't doubt the way Tom Brady has played at home. I don't doubt any of that. But there's two things that I have confidence in. And that's a team that's hungry to win and a good defense and a good formula. Three things. I think the New York Jets going into this game are going up against a team that has the 22nd ranked rush defense. They have a mediocre defense. And the Jets are a hungry team to prove themselves. Because guess what? The Jets are 9-point underdogs for a reason. Because nobody thinks that the New York Jets are a legit contender in the AFC. Not a soul. If you ask any analyst and you say, give me your, teams, top three teams in the AFC that you think can win the Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl, nobody's even going to consider the New York Jets. And they shouldn't. They haven't earned that right yet. But this team has a quiet confidence behind and if you don't think Todd Bowles in his first debut against the New England Patriots as head coach of the New York Jets, if you don't think that this doesn't mean a little extra to him, then anybody's wrong. I think the New York Jets go in on Sunday. It's a 1 o'clock game. And I'll keep saying that because I'm telling you it matters. 1 o'clock, non-prime time, quick Sunday afternoon, first thing on Sunday. It bodes well for upsets.
I couldn't agree more. I totally agree with that.
You do say that again?
I keep going. I just wanted to say that I think that's a perfect point that no one's made. I totally agree.
Right. And, if this game was Sunday night at 8:30, I don't think the Jets win this game. Honestly.
I think it's a blowout. I think it's a blowout if it's in prime time. They get up for those Sunday night games.
Right. I think that, Sunday night games, Monday night games, Thursday night games, I think when you put this game on a good old-fashioned 1 o'clock on Sunday, first thing, it bodes well for an upset, and it bodes well for teams to come out flat. The New York Jets won't come out flat on Sunday. They'll come out with everything they got. Will it be enough? That's the million-dollar question. But I look at the Jets' defense against the Patriots' offense and the Jets' running game with Chris Ivory And I think that the New York Jets go into Foxborough on Sunday, and I think they do what it takes to win the football game. And I think that this is the point in time. And this might be a fact of me being a little homer here, being a Jet fan. That's fine. But I look at facts. I look at a 4-1 Jets team with the best defense in the National Football League going up against, if not the best offense in the National Football League, with a powered running attack. And the Jets are going to go into this game, and they're going to run the ball, they're going to run the ball, and run the ball some more. And they're going to go after that 22nd-ranked rush defense. So I'll keep saying that over and over again. And I think the Jets will win this game by controlling the line of scrimmage, not making any mistakes, and let's see them force Tom Brady and the Patriots offense into a turnover or two. Because this Jets defense has forced more turnovers than we've ever seen in a while from a team. And this is the point in time where you need your playmakers on Sunday. And I think that the New York Jets have a good chance to win this game on Sunday. And I think they have the personnel to do it. I think they match up with New England very well. And I think that they go into Foxborough and shock a lot of people and get a victory. They won't shock me, because I think that they're a confident and a good football team from what I've seen. But I think they go in there and they really, you know, they're going to, if the Jets win on Sunday, they're solidifying themselves as a playoff caliber football team. And I think they do that on Sunday.
Oof, I hope so, man. I'd be shocked, unfortunately. I'd be shocked if they got blown out as well, but I'd be shocked if they did. But, man, I'm due for a good shocking.
I don't think that it's shocking, because I don't think that the New England Patriots have done enough for me to let's put it to you this way, and I'm sure that, you know, you've been a Jet fan just as long as I have. I have seen a lot better New England Patriot football teams than we're going to see on Sunday.
No doubt.
And that's, in my opinion, I think we have seen, now we see a very good Jets team that has a good chance to win on Sunday, and I think that they get the job done. I think that they really have a quiet confidence going right now, and I think that they're going to go into Foxborough and turn a lot of heads. And again, I'll keep saying it again, Sunday, 1 o'clock, is a great time for an upset. Great time for an upset. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show this week. I want to thank all our callers. Lots of callers tonight. Everybody's pumped up for Patriot Week. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Remember, the sports talk never stops here on Jet Nation Radio. It continues around the clock, always on JetNation.com. The forums are exploding every single day with new users. Jump on there. Who do you think is going to win? Do you think the Jets have a shot this week against the New England Patriots? I say they do. I say they not only have a shot, I think they win this week in Foxborough. Is that my Jets fandom taking over my analyst hat? Don't care. Think the Jets' running game and defense will control the line of scrimmage Sunday at 1. Be ready. Jets, Patriots, you're going to find out. Find out on Sunday what the New York Jets are made of. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to the Brandon Dowling Show on Jet Nation Radio. And remember, you can hear us live every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.